We're here at podtech.net on the phone with Nate Anthony, who's a law student, and April Underwood, who's an MBA student, both at Berkeley. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
We're talking about the big upcoming event that you guys have been planning for quite some time called Play, which is an event that's called the Berkeley Digital Media Conference, put on by the Haas Business School in Berkeley. This is turning out to be a pretty big deal. Digital media is hot. It's very, ranging from professional to YouTube to user-generated content. A whole new generation of media developers are out there. You guys are in the trenches. Tell us about what's happening with this conference and what it's all about. The Play Conference on the 18th, 2006. Tell us about it.
Well, the Play Conference is in its second year. It is a day-long event that's really meant to be a fun and interactive way to just to bring together some of the leaders within digital media, both on the content side as well as on the technology side, entrepreneurs, you name it, everyone who has a great interest in digital media. And last year's conference was just amazing. Some of the people we had there have since launched products that have been met with great success, and this year will be, really no exception. We have a day-long event that includes 8 panels. We will have a handful of keynote speakers, and we also have a really interactive expo that's going to demonstrate a lot of the new products, both on the service side as well as some of the new hardware products out there that are, really taking digital media sort of the next level. And it's a really fun day. We call it Play because we hope that the attendees see this as an opportunity to kind of step back from the day-to-day work and find out what's, kind of take their head, above water and see what's going on out there. As you mentioned, there's just so much going on in digital media and in user-generated content. This stuff is going from more than just a kind of some buzzwords to really becoming really big business. And so that's where we think this is a great opportunity to bring a large group of people together to have some fun and become a little bit more aware of what's going on around them and take some of those lessons back to their own work.
So just full disclosure, I'll be on a panel on the Web 2.0 and the enterprise, even though PodTech also does user-generated content. But the Play Conference is really, it's not about play in the sense of gaming, because there's some other conferences out there on the East Coast, the state of play, meaning, virtual realities. This is, signifying the play button, meaning play as in digital media, right? Talk about some of the panels out there that you're looking at and some of the areas of focus this year for you guys.
Well, I would say that the name Play is actually meant to mean a multitude of things. So it definitely means the play button on whatever consumer device you're using to play some sort of media. We do cover gaming as part of what we cover, but it's not our focus. And it's also meant to refer to what April talked about, just it being a fun day where the attendees are at play. And we very much try to make that part of the conference in the way that the attendees can interact with the panelists while they're going, as far as sending in their questions, using text messaging and creative things like that. This year we've got 8 different panels, and they cover a wide variety of things. We've got one on, it's in the design area, on designing the experience, as we've had some of these mainstream media companies kind of converting into these new technologies and having to think about how does that experience change. And so that's certainly true of things like newspapers moving online, but also other products as well. You touched on PodTech doing user-generated. We have a panel on that this year. We've heard the phrase "content is king." We have the panel titled "User-generated content is king," or at least a question mark there.
Yeah,
talking about some of the things going on in that space and how that's changing the media space. Do you want to touch on a couple of things?
Yeah. One of the other areas in which that we're going to cover this year is in that we have 2 panels that really have a specific industry focus. So we do have the gaming panel that Nate alluded to, and we're actually going to be looking at advergaming and some of the new ways that that gaming can be monetized. And that's going to bring in a lot of really interesting conversations, since this is a pretty emerging concept. And so we've got folks from LucasArts, from Microsoft Games, from Double Fusion, from Burnout. We're also going to have another panel that's going to focus on location-based services. One panel that's focused on mobile. And location-based services, this has been an idea that's been out there for years, but it's really yet to take mass adoption. And so we've got some folks, we've got kind of a really interesting mix of people from someone from the carrier side, from Sprint, to some of the application developers like Bones in Motion and like Google, so both a small and a large game application developer. And then we've got, you know, the folks like Autodesk that actually are providing the platform that's necessary for location-based services. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to talk about sort of a very specific issue that could have great business opportunities once, you know, we actually, you know, once they actually start to see more users making use of it and, you know, can, you know, once some of these application developers can make it inside the walled garden. So, you know, we put together this group of eight panels that are really meant to have, some of them have a very vertical focus, like the mobile and the gaming panel that I mentioned, and others like our panel on copyright, on our panel on venture investing, our panel on where is Web 2.0 in the enterprise. I mean, there are all these great new technologies.
That's the best panel, by the way. I'll be on that one.
But, you know, how do we start to see some of the larger enterprises communicating both with other businesses as well as the end consumer? Using some of the new digital media types as well as the technologies that are being used to distribute them.
That's great. I mean, the panels really make up kind of the core fun areas and important areas right now in the media business. Question for Nate and April, you both can answer this, would be good. What would people expect to go there who haven't been there? And for people who can't make it, is there going to be a resource to kind of tap into live blogging, live podcasting, or something like that?
Well, certainly we're excited about PodTech being involved. PodTech will be covering the event throughout the day, so we will have podcast content available after the conference. We also will have some of the journalism students. You know, one thing we try to do with this Play conference and with actually the digital media and entertainment organization that plans it is we try to bring in some of the graduate students from across this campus. Berkeley has so many great graduate programs, but it's actually relatively rare that students in those programs overlap. So we have, we're bringing in students from the journalism school to do some live coverage of the event. We also have, you know, a variety of things throughout the day that will be really interactive for the people that will be here, both at the expo. Nate mentioned the SMS text messaging. I know this happens at some of the other professional conferences, but among student conferences, I think we're unique in trying to really incorporate some of these real-time ways for the audience to have a significant role in the panels and in the discussion of the day. So we'll have SMS text messages projected up on the wall so that anyone sitting in the audience can actually submit questions to the moderators during all of the panels.
That's so much better than going to the microphone.
It is, you know, and it's interesting because it elicits questions that people might not feel comfortable asking, which is it's scary, but it's also really fun, and it makes for an interesting day. Furthermore, I think that it's just interesting to see the ways that people interact when it's over a different media type like that, or when you know they're there's a little bit less of a barrier to get involved when there are a variety of different ways in which you can do it. As far as what you can expect for the day, I don't know, Nate, if you want to.
Well. Following up on kind of just that interactivity and that energy, we did do the questioning last year, and we've got some other technologies that we're working on involving this year that I think are going to even take that to another level. But I think it really does change things when you're taking part in the panel as it's going on, and you see some interesting things come up where some questions, you know, if you do questions from the microphone, which we do, you're only going to fit in two or three questions.
Yeah.
You may not really find out what the audience wants to find out about. When you've got 20 questions on the board, 50 questions up there, you can see these themes, and they start to respond to each other's questions, and they really become a part of the entire experience. And I think it was very, you could feel it in the room last year, this extra sense of energy that it brought to the experience.
It optimizes the discussion, which is phenomenal. It makes it so much more interactive and participatory.
Absolutely. One other thing I'd say, you know, Nate mentioned energy. I mean, especially for the industry professionals that come in for the day and the entrepreneurs that come here for the day, it's such a really fun opportunity to be on a university campus. You know, it's, in some ways, this is almost like going to a really fun day of school just for one day. So, you know, being here, being in around the energy of the graduate students that have helped plan this, but we have actually graduate students from 10 of the 10 of the top business school programs across the country actually coming in for a case competition that Yahoo is sponsoring a few days prior to the conference. So, I mean, this is, you know, you're going to meet people that are really, you know, really here, that are really curious to learn about you know, what's going on, and really to kind of get into the entrepreneurial spirit that the Bay Area is really known for, that is not necessarily as easy to find in other parts of the country. I mean, we think that that's a real benefit of all the programs here at Berkeley. It's why many of us are here in the first place.
Well, it's Berkeley. Berkeley's Berkeley, and you know, the Haas Business School's got a great reputation, and Berkeley is known for being number one in all the engineering, computer science, and obviously, you know, the entrepreneurship is phenomenal. Talk about that culture, and you know, you guys are young. I mean, this is a young group of people putting this on. So this is your agenda. Explain to people how the process for the agenda came about and who was involved in that, the people involved.
Absolutely. So I think Berkeley is well known, you know, for being a top school in a lot of different areas. And we very much, that's part of why we think we're the right place to host this conference. We've got such strengths in computer science and, you know, not just business and in areas like law and journalism. So we really try to bring a lot of that together. I think a lot of that comes out in the conference. I think that because we are a student-organized conference, it really makes a difference in that, you know, we have 20 folks that are actively involved with making this all happen. But beyond that, there's probably, I would say, 60 students that are on our email distribution. And so when we're kind of thinking about certain things that we want to do, we have just so many, you know, minds coming up with these creative ideas and a lot of just energy coming from those people. And I think that gets reflected in the conference. We don't just have a small team that, you know, you might have a couple of creative folks, we get just that much more volume. The conference itself, how it's come about, kind of touching back to something you said at the very beginning, I think the digital media industry has kind of gone through an evolution, or is going through an evolution. We've seen that as well with this conference. So we did it last year, and I think at that time it was seen as a need for it. There was a lack of this sort of bringing together of folks from different areas for a day to kind of talk about what was going on and talk about a developing industry. Since that year, we've really seen this industry begin to mature. And, you know, but I think there's still a strong role for this conference to talk about where things are, where they're going, and how far they've gone.
Yeah, last year, it was the conference's first year, actually. And last year, we sort of had a panel on digital music, a panel on gaming, a panel on, you know, kind of different different areas like that, kind of big chunks. And this year, we, you know, especially because we hope to have many of last year's attendees back and we hope to grow our audience as well, you know, we're kind of taking deeper dives in some of those areas, you know, as this, you know, whether it's mature or at least it's becoming more mainstream, as more people become involved with digital media, you know, there are some things that are a little bit more obvious than they were a year ago. And so now, you know, we always want to challenge both, you know, all the participants, the panelists, the keynote speakers, as well as the attendees, to really be thinking about sort of what's the next question, you know, what should we be thinking about, what's going to be happening within the next year, to, you know, how, what are the right questions to be asking now. And that's really, you know, that's really a big focus of our organization and our panel. The Digital Media and Entertainment Club that actually puts this together is a new organization here at Berkeley, and was, you know, really formed by a group of students in the last 2 years that felt that these things weren't being talked about within business schools. You know, within business schools, they felt that, you know, students were still talking about sort of older media and just were a little bit behind the curve on, you know, on what opportunities are out there, on, you know, on what people, you know, what customers want. And so, you know, this whole organization is really at our roots to be thinking about sort of what's next. And so we certainly put together an agenda that we hope will address some of the very current issues of the day and, you know, maybe even bring up some of the topics that will be relevant over the next year or two.
Well, it's great to have you guys, the young, new generation, meeting with vendors and helping define the, you know, growing ecosystem. It's really a lot of fun. I'm excited to be doing a business in the past year and a half. I'm real proud to associate with you guys and support it, being on the panel. We'll be podcasting and video blogging like crazy, and we'll have a lot of fun. The Play Conference on November 18th. Nate, in April, final word in a sentence, what do you think is going to happen? What can you expect?
Well, we expect everyone who hears this podcast to get out to playconference.org and register today. On OneNote, but then we just can't wait to see everyone on November 18th. I think there's going to be some real stories that come out of this conference, and we're glad to have everyone involved.
Come out and play. Let's have some fun.
All right, you guys are doing great, Nate, Anthony, and April. Thank you so much for this podcast, and we'll see you on the 18th, the Play Conference, playconference.org. Thanks so much.